Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kathy Buchanan, who's an operations manager at Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you on the show. We were together about a week ago in Denver, Colorado at the Summer Carpet One show. And I ran into you, which is not hard to do because you are very active.
I'm all over the place.
You are. You're the Energizer Bunny for Carpet One, I believe. One of the things that you told me when we ran into each other is that your business is up double digit in 13, which is, I find that interesting and kind of odd since you're just 16 miles west of Detroit.
Well, here's the thing, Kemp. You know, you hear all of this negative news about the city becoming bankrupt. But think about it. Where else are they going to go but up? You know, when something gets old, something new again prospers. And I think what it is the people in the surrounding suburbs of Detroit are realizing, okay, now it's reality, and we only have one place to go, and that's up. And there is a revitalization in the city of Detroit that you can only experience when you go down there. We have a magnificent baseball team. Everybody is flooding down to Comerica Park to watch the games. The restaurants in the surrounding areas by the ballparks, whether it be Ford Field or Comerica Park, are thriving. So you look around and you go, okay, well, where's the depression? The attitude of the Detroit people and the people in the surrounding areas is positive. A lot of areas in the Detroit area are booming new construction-wise. Where our store is, it's not. People are staying put. They may be buying another house for rentals. And so we are experiencing the remodeling age. People are redoing their home, and not just a room, but a complete revitalization. Kitchens, bathrooms, which kind of acts like a domino effect. If your family room or living room is attached to the kitchen, well, that's got to go too. So our average ticket item is up. Our purchases are up. And my salespeople are writing business, and there's excitement in our store. So it's great.
So with double-digit growth, give us a little more detail around where the growth is coming from, what's selling, that kind of thing.
What is selling? Luxury vinyl tile is selling. Mm-hmm. Hardwood is selling. Laminate is starting to be a little bit more of a trickle business. Soft nylons, people are wanting to stay home and feel comfortable and lounging and that family attitude. So it's not just one particular item that's selling. It's a collection of everything that we have.
Okay. Now, you say most of your business is on the remodel side. Give us a little bit more information around who's coming into the store as far as the demographics, the age, that kind of thing.
Well, I actually advertise to the demographics that are coming in. So I'm going to say female, 35 and over. Actually, if I really narrow it down, I'd have to probably say about 45 and above. Established households, secure in their business and expendable money. We find that a lot of the, I hate to say the word elderly because I don't want to criticize anybody, but 60 and above, we're having a lot of people that are coming in and wanting to revamp their home. They're not going anywhere. They're established.
A minute ago, you mentioned that you're advertising. Tell us more specifics on how you're advertising, what medium, and some details there.
Well, you can't ever stop advertising. It's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
The wonderful thing in the Detroit area is Empire is constantly advertising, which keeps that in the mindset of the consumer. Mm-hmm. Whether they buy from Empire or not, they're thinking, oh, yeah, we need new flooring. Oh, yeah. So they can continue advertising. There's nothing wrong with that. It helps the mindset of the consumer. But my major source of advertising is cable TV. Until September, we are going to be doing some advertising on our local broadcast TV channel 4. We find, based on my demographics, that a lot of women watch The Ellen Show. And we are in the midst of our fall promotion with our Soft Anovia product. That's an exclusive line of carpet for Carpet One. It's all soft yarn system. Mm-hmm. And instead of focusing our money in August, because people are going away, doing their last minute vacationing, getting their kids ready for school, we're going to focus on the second half of this 8-week program and do a huge launch on Channel 4. So it'll be on the Today Show, our news station, and Ellen. So we've prepped my staff to be ready. Phone answering systems go. and business galore.
That's fantastic. Now, as I said, we were in Detroit together. You're very active there. You're one of the RING coordinators, which stands for, I believe, Regional Network Groups. So just curious, when you come back from that show, you come back into your market, is there anything you're going to be doing that you picked up from some of your peers that's different than what you've been doing?
Well, the most important thing, if you are not filing reports, if you are not planning budgets for your store, if you are not setting goals for your sales staff, if you are not setting your own personal goals for the store, then it's kind of like the book Moneyball. Mm-hmm. It has a lot to do with numbers. If you don't know where you are, how are you going to know where you're going? So I've learned a lot through our seminars and our classes that Carpet One puts together for the members. And I think a lot of this has to do with those goal settings. I'm letting my staff know where they are. Remember what your goal is. You've surpassed that, but let's pop it up a little bit more. And I think by doing that, there's excitement in the store. Competition is good amongst each other. And I think that that has a lot to do with why my numbers are up. My written sales every month have increased. And they know where they want to go as well. So we're all on the same page. I think that's very important. So goal setting continues. Setting budgets, that continues. Checking reports, it's not just selling. You have a lot of responsibility to the people that work for you and the direction that the stores are going.
Well, Kathy, you know your enthusiasm is infectious. When you get feedback from people who buy from you, what do they say they like about shopping at your store?
We all have a lot of fun. I have a beautiful showroom, not to boast, but it's very inviting. It's energetic. You can feel the energy. I make sure that our POP signs provided by Carpet One are placed strategically. I have little vignettes that give interest to a particular sale that may be going on. Mm-hmm. We have a children's area that entertains the kids while the mother and father can shop comfortably and without stress. My staff is very energized. It's not a chore to shop for flooring when you come into our business. And everything is priced. There's no question. They see a broad story about our store, what the Healthy Living installation is all about, what our Beautiful Guarantee is all about. We have a lot of silent advertising signage that secures in the consumer's mind a lot of trust about our store. And you know what? We've been in business since 1968, so 45 years of secure business and knowledge in the industry, we're not going anywhere. So the consumer feels very confident that their purchase is the right one.
Okay, great, Kathy. Well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Kathy Buchanan, who's Operations Manager with Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.